Daniel is feeling adventurous. His mother is allowing him to freely explore everything. How is Daniel feeling? Daniel is feeling adventurous. What is his mother allowing him to do? His mother is allowing him to freely explore everything. He's learning to climb bookshelves before he can even walk. He's getting in trouble at a young age. He is climbing fences. What is he learning to do before he can even walk? He is learning to climb bookshelves before he can even walk. Is he getting into trouble at a young age? Yes, he is getting into trouble at a young age. What is he climbing? He is climbing fences. The police are worrying about his safety. They are warning his mother that it is dangerous to give Daniel so much freedom. Who is worrying about his safety? The police are worrying about his safety. Who are the police warning? The police are warning Daniel's mother. Are they warning her that it's dangerous to give Daniel so much freedom? Yes, they are warning his mother that it is dangerous to give Daniel so much freedom. This isn't stopping her. She's refusing to let Daniel's life be controlled by her fears or the fears of others. Is this stopping her? No, this isn't stopping her. What is she refusing to do? She's refusing to let Daniel's life be controlled by her fears or the fears of others. Daniel is teaching himself to sense objects with sound at a young age. What is Daniel teaching himself to do? Daniel is teaching himself to sense objects with sound at a young age. He soon is beginning to explore the world around him. He's learning to climb trees. He's exploring his neighborhood. Is Daniel learning to cut down trees? No, Daniel isn't learning to cut down trees. He's learning to climb trees. What is he exploring? He's exploring his neighborhood. And at the age of 11, he's walking to school alone. He is even teaching himself to ride a bicycle. Is he teaching himself to drive a car? No, he isn't teaching himself to drive a car. He's teaching himself to ride a bicycle. After breaking his teeth in an accident, Daniel's mother is doubling down on her commitment to freedom. Who is doubling down? Daniel's mother is doubling down. The very next day, she is buying him a bicycle of his very own. What is she buying him? She is buying him a bicycle of his very own. Is she doing this on the same day? No, she isn't doing this on the same day. She's doing this on the next day. Not everyone is sharing Daniel's mother's commitment to let him face danger and learn from it. Is everyone sharing Daniel's mother's commitment to let him face danger and learn from it? No, not everyone is sharing Daniel's mother's commitment to let him face danger and learn from it. Daniel is being surrounded by people who doubt his abilities. Is Daniel being surrounded by people who doubt his abilities? Yes, Daniel is being surrounded by people who doubt his abilities. They're trying to force him to fit their expectations of how blind people should live. What are they trying to force him to do? They're trying to force him to fit their expectations about how blind people should live. The police are saying he needs to be protected. His grandmother is saying he needs to be protected. What are the police saying? The police are saying he needs to be protected. What is his grandmother saying? His grandmother is saying he needs to be protected. The neighbors are saying he shouldn't be riding a bicycle. Who is saying he shouldn't be riding a bicycle? The neighbors are saying he shouldn't be riding a bicycle. Even his teachers at school are saying he should stop clicking because it isn't socially acceptable. Are his teachers at school saying he should stop clicking because it isn't socially acceptable? Yes, his teachers at school are saying he should stop clicking because it isn't socially acceptable. Luckily, Daniel's mother is refusing to let other people's fear control her son. What is Daniel's mother refusing to do? Daniel's mother is refusing to let other people's fear control her son.